presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Paul, I was just discussing Ron Cook, my old friend and partner, because he used to like the Geico read with Tim Hester.
Right.
If he doesn't have one already, I think Ron needs a girlfriend. He needs a companion. And I think the biggest impediment for him is his own self-image. He thinks of himself as a Shrek-like figure. He looks at himself and sees the Elephant Man. I think he's perfectly respectable looking for a man his age. Do you guys?
Well, let me bring this to the table. From Briscoe in Orlando, what if Paul's daughter came home with fit and trim Ron Cook? Mr. Hester may be getting a call about a life insurance claim.
Oh, boy.
A life insurance claim.
That's a 10.
Yeah, that's a 10.
That's a 10. That's related to our Belichick talk from today.
That just ruined my day. Just so you know.
But on a serious note, Paul, does Ron need a companion there in Florida? Doesn't he deserve that in his...
You're assuming...
It's the fourth quarter.
You're assuming... that he doesn't have one.
You're right.
When have you talked to him?
I haven't.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
But I feel like until he cures the self-image problem, that there can't be one. But I could be wrong. I'm willing to admit that. That's my wish for him. As he enters, he's going into overtime here. He's into the fourth quarter. I told my wife last night, I said, we're headed into the fourth quarter of life here.
How old?
Ron?
Yeah.
I don't know. Late 60s, maybe?
You don't know how old Ron is?
No, he never told anybody his birthday.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, too. He didn't do
Remember that.
Remember that? Was it ever not up on the board when you first walk in?
No. He makes it a point to not tell people his birthday. So you never saw it on the board here, nor does anybody know how old he is.
So you can't wish him a happy birthday.
No, you can't, which is what he wants. And that gets back to the self-image problem. So yeah. This conversation's come full circle. He doesn't even acknowledge his own birthday. He thinks so little of himself.
That's sad.
Well, here's the thing.
Does anybody know? I guess his daughter would know.
According to the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He graduated from Blackhawk High School in 1974.
All right, then let's figure this out.
Well, it's funny you brought this up because I actually know how old Ron is because I've done the math before because I was curious.
He's
68.
Yeah.
You knew it too.
Wait, I didn't. He just told me he graduated in 74.
Yeah, he's 68.
Well, how do you know?
Because I looked it up before.
Where?
Like when Ron's last week, I looked it up.
Oh.
So basically, he would have been born in, what, about 56, right? And that would make him 68.
Exactly. Let's wish Ron well, shall we, all together? Send a little vibe out to him in Florida?
Of course.
Good luck, Ron.
That like an aging Ernest Hemingway, he may find a life partner.
He's in the Beaver County Hall of Fame.
He could use that to his advantage, I would think. Is Parado in the Beaver County Hall of Fame?
I think so.
I know Pomp is.
Yeah.
They practically built a statue for him. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms and qualifications, sunchevy.com. High of 75 today with sunny skies. Did you guys see where they're going to use AI? Is that the proper name for it? They're going to use Al Michaels' voice at the Olympics to narrate highlights, but it's not using AI. Michaels listened to it and was like, oh my God, that's like within 2% of my actual voice. Like, you can't tell the difference.
It's scary.
And that creates the scenario, as Mike Florio put it on Pro Football Talk, Paul, of what if broadcasters are replaced someday just with voices? And also, I was just thinking, if you were the Penguins, would you have an AI voice of Mike Lang do your highlights the next day? You know what
That's
I mean?
That's a great point.
Or you know, could you have Myron Cope's voice on Steeler highlights?
Yeah.
It would be incredible. Or Bob Prince on Pirates.
Could you get to the point where you could actually have them call games?
Oh, I hope not. That put a lot of us out of jobs. I mean,
I felt the same way as a sports writer when they invented computerized writers. Like for high school games, they just generate the story with a computer. You just feed in the facts of the game, and they're like, yeah, two, you know, Jim Smith led West Mifflin last night with 47. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They write their own stories. What are the ramifications here, Paul? With AI-generated broadcasters' voices, this is actually going to happen.
Yes.
A fake voice of Al Michaels.
And there are people that are upset because they, for what he just said.
What? Puts real people out of business?
It's going to start putting real people out of business if you can start doing this where you, you know, can do highlight. I mean, think about it. Highlight packages. You could basically do, you know, like, for instance, Inside the NFL or a show like that where it's all highlights. You know, they put it together on the Tuesday.
With John Madden's voice.
Right.
Who's one broadcaster who is either no longer working or no longer with us whose voice you'd love to hear on a game right now?
Cope would be one. I probably want to hear Howard Cosell.
That might be my choice, is Howard Cosell. What would your choice be, Paul?
Probably Howard Cosell. Although, you know, Madden is really good.
Yeah. I never heard the Gunner, obviously, live. I'd love to hear Bob Prince on a game.
What about Facenda doing all the...
John Facenda.
Yeah.
Steelers.
That would be tremendous.
His voice is great.
The Autumn Wind is a traitor.
The Autumn Wind. Yes. What a great intro to.
Can you
anything.
Find that?
The Autumn Wind?
Yeah, The Autumn Wind is
a
traitor.
The Autumn Wind is a traitor is tremendous. You know, what's the other one that's really good? There are.
The Magic Bean. Was it Joe Namath? Was that the one that they
what
had
is it?
With him?
There are 27 other teams, and then there are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The writing.
Right?
By. What's the dad and son with the guys from NFL Films? What were their names?
Sables.
The yeah. Sables.
Right.
I interviewed Steve Sable once when Hank Stram died. And I say, this just happened on the golf course the other day, Paul. Again, I said, I just want to keep matriculating the ball downfield. And the guy who I was playing with said, how much mileage did Hank Stram get out of that one quote from NFL Films?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matriculating the ball.
Matriculating
down
the ball.
I love that.
The other, you know, the other quote that from NFL Films that always they got a lot of mileage out of was a seal here and a seal here and run up the middle.
Lombardi?
It was Lombardi.
Through the alley or something.
Yeah, or run up the alley. That's it. A seal here and a seal here and run up the alley.
I can't get enough of it, all of it. I'm still addicted to this stuff.
And even though Facenda doesn't do it anymore.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I still like NFL Films when they do
so
stuff.
Do
it's usually really good.
Ed and Steve Sable were brilliant.
Yes.
They were brilliant. They earned their rightful place in the Hall of Fame. They were great writers in addition to what they did
on film. I remember
I
talked for a while when I was out in Philadelphia. I was, you know, at Temple doing my master's degree. So I was working for the Temple News and stuff, but I was also doing correspondent work for the Philadelphia Inquirer, you know, doing all the stuff you do when you're trying to get experience and clips while you're in school. So I got a chance to talk to Ray Dittinger for a long time. You know, the guy from the Philadelphia Daily News who ended up doing a lot of the writing for NFL Films. Now, that was a really interesting discussion. And we talked about a lot of different things about, you know, Steve Sable and what he was like and what the, you know, working for them was like. And
did he say it was a good experience?
Oh, he loved it.
They seemed like genuinely good people.
He thought it was tremendous. You know what I mean? I mean, he thought it was tremendous. But he was, you know, speaking of, you know, we were talking about Bruce Guyton as a brilliant writer. Ray Dittinger was an incredible
writer.
Incredible.
A legend.
He really was.
I for some reason, the NFL, and I think this is one of the reasons that it became America's game, was they were able to capture the mythology of the game on film and take us in their sport where we want to get in every sport, in the locker room, on the sidelines, in the huddle, all that crap, on the field. They took us there. I was watching a Barry Sanders. You see the Barry Sanders doc on Netflix, either one of you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Paul?
No, I haven't.
Brilliant. He's there for his first exhibition game in Detroit. They haven't won in a million years. He's not supposed to play. It's an exhibition game. So he stands on the sidelines in his helmet for the whole first half into the third quarter. The beginning of the fourth quarter, the crowd is chanting his name, and they put him in the game. In a preseason game, he runs for a touchdown, and all of Detroit goes absolutely nuts. Bonkers. And they have all the footage, and he narrates the whole thing. I can't get enough of it. What's next, Limits? Let me tell you first, the Fan 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. By the way, he's the greatest running back of all time. I didn't see Jim Brown. Barry Sanders is the greatest running back of all time.
He was really fun. He was unbelievable.
Oh, my God, the highlights.
Yeah. I mean, again, Walter Payton was really pretty spectacular, too.
And I just watched one on him.
Yeah. Yeah, where I watched one. Of course, it's very painful for me to watch it because I always got to – then we've got to rehash the playoff losses, but I watched one on Warren Moon. Two nights ago.
What a star he was.
Oh, I loved it. But then, of course, we had to see a couple of the playoff losses, and that bothered me.
Yeah, the one they were ahead 35-3 wasn't exactly.
You know what?
Exactly,
that one bothered me.
It wasn't his fault.
But that one bothered me. But I think the next year they were even better, and they lost to Joe Montana and Marcus Allen.
Yes, they did. Yes, that was the game where they got in the fight, didn't they? Buddy Ryan and Gil Bryan?
At home, I might add.
Yeah, that one hurt. You read them, we rate them, 1 to 10. What's the next text in the city?
Brian from Bonox. Joe Starkey is the absolute real-life version of Tom Hanks in the movie Big, where he plays a kid in a man's body. Love the youthful enthusiasm. I'm the same age as him, but I feel like I'm 80.
Paul, they used to say I look like Tom Hanks in my youth. Any resemblance here?
I could see that. Absolutely.
Limits?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you were not going to say that, and you just decided.
I don't think
to patronize
you do,
me.
But I can, now that like I'm picturing you
me.
And Tom Hanks, I can kind of see why people would think that.
Best Tom Hanks movie is what? Mine is
Forrest Gump.
Mine is Sully. Yours? You didn't know he starred in the Mike Sullivan story, did you?
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. That thing.
Todd Reardon has a, he won for supporting actor that year.
That
Limits.
Thing you do. You ever see that movie? A tremendous movie. That's probably my favorite
Tom Hanks. I know the name of it. What's it about?
That Thing You Do. It's about a garage band in Erie that makes it big. And all of the, you know, rises and then, you know, obviously falls apart. But Tom Hanks plays their manager.
I never saw that.
He wrote it. It's actually a really, really... it's almost Tom Hanks to a T because it's set in like the 50s or 60s. Maybe like the 60s. So it's like, you know, they go to, DJs and stuff had back then when they had a lot of influence.
Yeah.
So they had to sell records. But I mean, it was a lot of innocent fun kind of movie.
I'll have to watch it.
I love it.
I didn't like was... where him and the volleyball live together at the beach.
Wilson, the volleyball.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Castaway.
Yeah, Castaway.
Did you like that one, Limits?
I thought it was fine.
That was okay. Sometimes with Tom Hanks, I can't suspend. You have to suspend belief, you know, and believe that it's real. All I picture is, I can see all the cameras, and Tom Hanks is a great method actor. I'm picturing, like, the set. I can't suspend my belief. Do you know what I mean?
That and it felt like he was on the island a little too long. It got sort of mundane and boring.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to see. I mean, obviously the part of, you know, it was pretty clear the survival part of it was a big part. But I would have liked to have seen maybe explore a little bit more of what life was like when he got back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he got back to the real world. That was...
Maybe they could have Castaway Part 2.
What was his name?
Do you think the volleyball went on to live a happy life, Limits? Got married,
well,
everything?
I sure hope so. Maybe grew a mustache like JP?
Little baby volleyball?
What about the one you just mentioned, Sully.
Oh, it was unbelievable. That one was great.
That was interesting. That's the one where he dropped the airplane into the river, right?
Into the Hudson River.
Yeah, that was okay. I didn't hate that one.
I thought that was
some
really
of his,
good.
I think, have been very overrated.
Sleepless in Seattle's a great
That's
movie.
A good
Are
one.
You kidding me?
That's a very good one.
With Meg Ryan?
Never seen it.
She was better than Buddy Ryan at what she did. She was great.
Or Rex Ryan.
Or Rex. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, I think he's done so many different roles. Some of his movies, I thought, at times, like you said, are a little overrated, but...
Was Mr. Rogers good? I still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I don't know that I ever will.
Limits?
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
Yeah.
Been meaning to see it, still have not.
It feels like that's a movie that everybody I talk to, including me, has, quote, been meaning to see, which
yes.
at some point has to change into not interested in seeing. And why is that? Because it's a Pittsburgh icon.
It looks so good, like,
wasn't
real.
Wasn't the other Pittsburgh movie something about Otto?
Otto Graham?
A Man Called Otto or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's another Pittsburgh movie that I keep saying.
Well, why haven't we watched the Mr. Rogers movie?
Should
we do it all together?
I think we should, yeah.
Do you really want to?
That's the next fan event. We all watch Mr. Rogers.
The Mr. Rogers movie, you know what that is? It's the ultimate example of something you say, wow, you know, it's what a great thing he did. What a spotlighting something spectacular, you know, and a great man. But you don't really actually want to watch the movie, do you?
Do you like microwave popcorn?
Love
Limits?
It.
I do, but I haven't eaten it in a while because the kernels would always get stuck in my teeth.
Paul? You a microwave
yeah,
popcorn?
Yeah.
Hey. With Parmesan cheese?
No, just I like the movie theater butter, you know.
The movie theater butter is next level.
Why is it different than regular butter? I can
I don't know.
I think because they have that one little machine with the butter and they just do pump of the butter.
Why is their butter better?
You get a whole pound of the butter.
It's better butter. Why?
I'll give you another great Tom Hanks movie was Catch Me If You Can. Did you ever see that?
Wait, that's Leonardo DiCaprio, but it's Tom Hanks as the other guy.
Tom Hanks is the IRS agent chasing him.
Spectacular
that's
movie.
That's a really good movie.
And but a true story.
Yes. You should watch that movie, That Thing You Do. You would love it. It's great.
All right,
well written.
Can I do the 50-minute mark? Yeah.
About three times, yes.
Okay. Did I do everything else?
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.